Number two. Okay, so we mentioned the Chiddush of the Noda B'Yehuda yesterday, that even though there's a shear of challah of 1/24 and 1/48, which is normally considered a shear d'Rabbanan, the Noda B'Yehuda says no, the two different halachas. There's the even Makia the din tevel, that's even a little bit. But then there's the din of the Sina, so he says that, so it's hard to say that midaraisa, that the Sina is only a mashahu. So he says, when we're saying it's a mashahu, that's only to be Makia the Shem tevel. But for the din of the Sina, then you need the Sina chashuva, or else how is the Kohen going to survive, you know. So therefore, the halacha is that there's a shear d'oraisa, that the 1/24 that can be a shear d'oraisa for the shear of the Sina to the Kohen. Yeah.
You can say it's
the
Rabbanan, I understand.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think he said the 1/24 he thought was a Daraisa. And that was his idea. So in the Sefer HaMitzvos, we know there's a Sefer HaMitzvos La Rambam, where he lists the Tariq Mitzvos. Right? The Tariq Mitzvahs is a very fascinating concept. This idea that there's Tariq Mitzvahs. And what's more fascinating to me is that the Rishonim spent so much time figuring out what the Tariq Mitzvahs are. Well, so I would have just said, give it up. You know, we do all the mitzvahs. To figure out, there's a number and we have to figure out how everything fits in with that number. I would say give it up. That's what I would say. But, and I think they say from the Groa like that, some hold like that. Just give it up. Give it up. But the Rambam didn't hold that way. He tried to figure out exactly what are the 613 mitzvahs. And the problem with the Rambam is, he doesn't give you an order. Like, you don't know where to find the Tariq Mitzvahs. That's why if you find the Tariq Mitzvah that you want to remember, just memorize which number it is. Because you won't find it again. Like in life, you lose something, it's not so easy. Does it go to Rav Shaya Lekastir if you miss something in the... Who they go to? Who's the person you go to if you lose something?
The mice.
Yeah, okay. The mice. So the Rambam, the Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Gimel, lists the Precious Truma and the Nesinus Truma as one Mitzvah. Kuf Lamed Gimel. He should Sivanul Shenafrish Chala Me'arisoseinu. The Lidna L'Kohen. So it's one Mitzvah. Hu Amr Yisala Yisbarach Shemal Reishis Arisosechem Chala Tarimu Truma Kvar Yarnu Mishpatei mitzvah zuba v'seches chala v'seches t'mura v'eino chovo v'na Torah el v'eretz yisrael v'vat, etc. So it's one mitzvah. That's the shita of the Rambam. It's one mitzvah. However, the Ramban disagrees. And he says on page 2 in the Shoresh, page 2. So he says, "An chayda din hasheni shen mitzor harav limnos mashalkeh hakoy chelat min ha mitzah inenu din shavali bekulam." He says, not mitzvahs, it's two mitzvahs. But it depends. Say, for example, truma. So if you don't take truma, it's tevel. So you have to be mafresh, and then you have to give to the kohen. You have to do two things. And if you didn't do number one, it's still tevel. But there's some things. There's a mitzvah of matnas kuhuna that's not tevel. That's not tevel. For example, chleis, reishis hageis, and right, zroh, yeah, these things you give to a kohen, pinyon haben, is not, you know, these things are not tevel. So the things that, if it's anything that's tevel, then the two mitzvahs are abavadai, it's two mitzvahs. And if it's not tevel, then there's what to say, that maybe it's only one mitzvah of the Nesina. But the Rambam Shita seems to be that even things that are tevel, it's one mitzvah. And the way the Ramban, the way the Sefer HaChalak Yochosan explains, the Ramban was assuming the Rambam was saying that the mitzvah is matnas kuhuna, giving it to the kohen. And then the hafrasha is just like a hachana to the mitzvah. In other words, like, I have to put on tefillin, so I have to buy tefillin so I can put it on, or get tefillin so I can put it on. So the Rambam, he lists that as one mitzvah, always. The Ramban says, no, it's if it's something that's tevel, then for sure it's two mitzvahs. And then he asks a bunch of questions on the Rambam to prove that it's two mitzvahs, that it's not just one mitzvah. So what are the questions he asks? So if you take a look here, on the bottom of page 2, because he's saying the Rambam doesn't hold. He holds it's just one mitzvah of the Nesina, where Chalk Lukos explains. And the Hafrasha is just Hachana for that mitzvah. So he brings a bunch of rayas that he thinks to show that it's two different mitzvahs. So he says, a raya ode, two lines at the bottom, on page through here, on the left side with their O's bases. Two lines from the end of the Ramban here. Haraya Ojehi Mitzvah Chiyuvam Lvorach al Hafroshoso. Because you make a bracha on the Hafrosha. So, because when you buy tefillin, you don't make a bracha. You make a bracha when you put on tefillin. Because buying the tefillin is a... But here, the pshat is it's not that the Hafrosha is just like buying the tefillin. It's a part of the mitzvah is the hafrasha. And with Harai, we make a bracha on it. That's number one. And then he quotes the Tosefta, the first bit Tosefta, Pet Basra Shal Brachas, last line. Olech lahafrish trumas umaisis, Omer shen shon v'sasam tivanu, lahafrish trumas umaisis. Memesai Mavarach, that's page 3 on the right side of the Ramban. Memesai Mavarach Aleim, Bishah Sheh Mafrisha.
You make one Baruch and says, Baruch Shu was a Maisa, two of those two different messages.
Right.
But you make one Baruch on the watch.
Right, so, but he's showing that the fact that, in other words, the way the Sefer Chalak Yochos is pointing out, he's trying to say that the Rambam, he thought, held that's just a hachana, and he's saying no, that's a mitzvah also. So and then he's bringing rayas that the hafrash is also a mitzvah. Now the Nesina, everyone agrees it's a mitzvah. The question is the hafrash also a mitzvah? So he's saying, well, the fact that we make the bracha on that hafrash, so then you see the hafrash is also a mitzvah. V'ilu haya mitzvah leinu hanesina l'kohen mipasik leishis degoncha. Right? If In other words, if the Nesina, if the Afrasha was just a Hechsher, then there wouldn't be a bracha on it. Then Achlal, Hamotu Lodum Behem, Kol Mitzvah Shasiyosa, Einu Gemar Malachah, Kol Nasiyas Tfilin, right? Anything, the Achlal, the Gemar says in Menachas, right? Anything that's not the Gemar, you don't make a bracha on it. So when you make Tfilin, you don't make a bracha on the making of the Tfilin. Ein Tzach V'Kumo Shizbar, Revi Shul Menachas. V'Kemi Shul Amru Lodum Vach V'Shas Afrasha, V'Manu Shahafrasha Mitzvah. Number one. Number two. Vocha Kohanim Atzman Mafrishim Trumas Maisus. That a Kohen himself is Mafrish. So if you're saying that it's only the Nesina, so why should the Kohen have to be Mafrish? He can just not do anything. You keep the status quo. It's mine, so I'll keep it. So he says, a Kohanim Atzman Mafrishim Trumas Maisus. V'Vachim Gavkein Olim. V'Mushu Doshim Kosu Tei Tarinu. Right, if the Nesina is Mavad, so what is the mitzvah to take? It's like you have your money in your pocket, so you take it out, and then you, with the coin can be mafish, and then you can give it back to himself. So why does he even have to be mafish? The answer is that Afrasha is a mitzvah. So, so we have Mechal Tzmei and Mevarach Afrashosa. Veina Nitenis L'Kohen. Because if you have Mechal Tzmei, if the East is Tomei, so you have to be Mafresh, right? But then what are you going to do with it? Burn it. You don't even give it to the Kohen. So if you're saying the whole Afrasha, because the Kohen can't eat it. So the whole, if you want to say, like he's understanding the Rambam, that the whole Afrasha is just Hachana for the Nesina, then you shouldn't have to do any hafrasha on Chal Tmeya. So it must be that no, it's a separate mitzvah of the hafrasha and a separate mitzvah of the Nesina. So
Yeah, so let's see what he says.
Rosh Muska Bigmar Khoris. Okay, Rosh and Nimna stay Mrs. Vitruma Frasosa, Tos of Tarimu, Unasino Koe, Titelo. Pay them in Bahala Frasosa, Tos of Hal Tarimu, Unasino Koe, Mitsa Achel, the Possumations are so taken.
When you look
at
time.
Yeah. Yeah, so right, so as Rabbi Harari and Rabbi Walter just pointed out that Rabbi Gil Sester, on page 2 here, right?
3.
Page 3. I want to look which line? He says...
Where the dollar is.
So, in the Sefer Chalak Lachasi, he points out that the... So these are his tainas. Now, the tainas are only because he assumed that's what the Rambam meant, that it's only a heksher. But it could be, the quote from the Megillat Esther, it could be that the Rambam never meant that. Whereas it could mean that he meant that we'll see in the course of the Megillas Esther that no, it's the Afrash is also a mitzvah, but it's one long mitzvah. Not like just like the Ramban was assuming, as we'll see in the Sefer Chalak Lachasi points out, that the mitzvah is the Nesina and the Afrash is just the Hechsher for the Nesina. And that's why he lists it as one mitzvah. But you don't have to say that with it. And therefore, he has these three kashas. Why do you make a bracha on the hafrasha? And what else? And, well? Yeah, one second. And the fact that the kohen is has to be mafrish. Yeah, what was the third kasha was the Chalat Meah. Talatimea, he's mafish, but why is he mafish Talatimea if he's not going to be a deceiver? Here, so on page 18, you look here, if he, page 18, Sefer Chalak and Chosal, it's just easy to read here. On the part that says Siach Aretz, on page 18. He says, Hinei Belev Sameach from Begil Sester, V'yashim Kol HaKushir. So why they're Rabbim Nami Sovereign Mitzvah Ba'afrosha? They didn't begin their Hachana Ba'alma. Raksha Sover Da'afrosha Ba'adasina Havim Mitzvah Echad. Ki Yerisina Kol HaKhelech V'siyum Mitzvah HaFrosha. It's one process. V'lachain HaFrosha Levad Eino Mitzvah Ki Masha Yimshach V'menu V'hu Tachlisa Da'ayno Sina Kol HaKhelech He showed him called a kushis. Kushis, I had no kushis. How's the myri? Who said tefillin chain of Baruch HaShem Yicham? Why said tefillin ain't a chelik of a mitzvah? Rakshalo, hanitan lo, kosher lo, hinicham lo also klum. That's only hachana. So therefore you can't, in other words, when you buy tefillin, that's not part of the mitzvah, that's just hachana. So but this is considered the beginning of, this is a mitzvah, that has a hepshech to it. But the mitzvah starts a rai that you create a chalos when you were mafrish it. So that's part of the B'dikas comics we make
comics,
yeah.
But then you say abiyo, because the makis is the abiyo.
Right.
You don't say, here you say a mafrish chalos.
Right. Yeah. Alokana frosha chayit by mitzvah. Shasha mafish maskel a mitzvah. And then the question of what about the kohanim? Why do they have to give? If it's the whole thing is just the nesina, so why don't they keep it? Just don't do anything. So he says chayda kushya habeis eidu kushya ki beemes afal kohanim mikam mitzvah nesina. Most of the kichish mochim ratzman achara frosha. Okay. So he says that still you have to go through the procedure of doing a nesina. And number three is why the chalak tameya, because the afrasha again is a chalak with a mitzvah. Kevin that frosha atz mechelik be a mitzvah kolchol lo yochol lakayim kol a mitzvah ugamer yotzi yidechol ba frosha. So he says you can do whatever you can do. So if the seed is not going to be shy, you still do the hafrosha. Now the whole thing will be the hafrosha. But when you can do both, then the whole thing is one process. And basically the point he's making is that the assumption of all the Ramban's kashas and the Rambam are only because he assumed that the Rambam was assuming that Hafrosh is not chelik with the mitzvah, it's just Achana, and he says that he thinks that's not the case, and maybe all the kashas come off. Okay, it's not such a big zah. You know, some people are very into the Rambam and the Sefer, and there are, you know, things that are of a meisel. A lot of the machlokas in the Rambam and the Rabbah and Sefer mitzvahs aren't always of a mice in Afghamino is like this machlokas we'll see, is there anything that comes down the mice? Everyone agrees to all the facts. It's just how you, well, you know, well, 2 minutes is called 1 minute. I mean, some people spend like a lot of time on the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs.
It's not like Rambam himself has a second bracha, there is a second bracha.
Right, exactly. So in the end, there's not going to be really so much of a difference in this whole discussion. Now, the discussion we're going to have now, there'll be differences and things like that. Yeah. Or he says he gave it to himself.
So he has to do the approach to give it to himself?
Right.
And could he stick it right back into himself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Takes the project
now
good, right? He's doing his own car.
Right. So
he's
a kohen.
He's taking his own car.
Then he can bring it back. He's bringing it back. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. There's a famous Mishnah, the Chala, on page 5. And even the Mishnah has a lot of, there's a lot written on this Mishnah. I mean, we did a little bit of Nida, this Mishnah. What? Yeah, brachos too, that's right. We did a brachos also. So what does the Mishnah say? Ha'isha yosheves v'kotza chalosa aruba. V'nesha yu v'cholo v'chasos atzma. Avalo ha'ish. So the so we know that you're not supposed to do a mitzvah l'chadchil if you're not going to make the bracha. Because then you mevatel the key mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik was into this whole idea that a bracha is a matir to do, but I don't know if you have to even say that, you know. He was very into that. So just like Birkas HaNedin is a matir, so Birkas HaMitzvah is a matir. And others say, no, Birkas HaMitzvah is not a matir. It's Birkas HaMitzvah, but you need a matir, Hashem said to do it. So you need a matir to do the mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. So why do you need a matir? But Rav Soloveitchik had this concept of a lot of things being a matir. But whatever it is, it is a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, to make brachas on mitzvahs. And you shouldn't do it if you, l'chatchila, the mitzvah, if you're going to do it without a bracha. Now, you don't have to say, because it's a matir, you could say, like he said, well, you can just say, you just mevatel a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, of making a bracha, even if it's not a matir. But so the question is, if a woman doesn't have clothing on and she's mafresh chala, so the Mishnah says she can be mafresh aruba. Why? Because basically the only thing a woman has to be halacha is that her erva has to be mechusa. The reproductive organ has to be mechusa. So if she's in the sand, so it's more recessed than the man's organ, so it'll be covered up in the sand, and the male, even though the rest of the body is not covered, she can make a bracha. Whereas a man, he won't be able to be the chassid, which will stick out, etc., etc. So that's the Mishnah. So this Mishnah is discussed in the Magen Avraham at the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis, because on page 6. In the Hilchos Tzitzis, says the Mechaber, Yisatef Mitzitzis Vivarech Me'umad. That when you make the bracha on Tzitzis, you have to be standing up. Who says? Why do you have to stand up? So there's a chazal that's in the Psikta, or Medrash Lekach Tov, not from the more common midrashim, you know, from the, you know, the Psikta, the Medrash Lekach Tov, you know, has this drasha by Sfiras HaOmer, Meyachel Chermesh Bakama. Bakama means the stalks that are vertical from the ground. So when you take a sickle and you cut those stalks that are coming out of the ground, so the Chazal Darshan that Al tikre bakama ela bakoma. Koma means that you're standing up. So the first source is that whenever it says that Sfir Sa'omer, you have to do what?
Lamida.
And then we learn out from Sfir Sa'omer that any other time that it says Lachem, also Lamida. So that's what the Taz quotes it here. It's not his Chiddush, it's this Sikta, or, you know, this Midrashe Halacha. Mumad says the Taz Aleph, Tachsiv Lachem, Yalfin M'gzeir Shavva Me'omer, Tachsiv Gamke Lachem. Over Tachsiv, Bekama Perish Bekoma. Okay, so that's the source. So the question that the Achronim are going to ask, so how come by challah the woman is doing it sitting down? Right? She's sitting, I mean, so says the Magen Avraham, Mu'umat, Perish HaBrocha V'Atifa, Shteyim Yu Mu'umat. So it says in the Sarf here, to be a Redeya, Reish Simashir Chav Ches, Mashra, the Muta, Levarach, Miyushav. Right? In the Hilchas Chala, we see you can make the Bracha Miyushav. The Mishnah Shleima, that's the Mishnah of the Isha Aruma. Yishloma, the Hafrashas Chala, ain't a mitzvah kol kach. Hafrashas Chala is not a mitzvah kol kach. This you could say, like with Rav Soloveitcher, it's a matir. The Eina Ose El Lasakin Macholo. Dumi Yudh Shchita, Kein Nirali. So he says, if it's something like tefillin and some other sphere, Sa'omer, so it's a mitzvah. But here, it's not really a mitzvah. It's if you want to eat the dough, you'll be mafresh. So it's Lasakin, so it's not a real mitzvah kol kach. A mitzvah kol kach means that it's an objective requirement. Here, it's if I want to eat the dough, I'll be mafish challah. If I don't want to eat it, so I'll leave it. So therefore, that's what he's saying. That when do we say we learn out from Sfiras Omer that you have to stand for the mitzvah? That's like a mitzvah chiyuvi. That you have to. But if the whole mitzvah is only just to be able to eat something, like we'll see, like shchita. It's not a mitzvah that every day we should get up and shecht animals. As Rabbi Ganak said from Rav Soloveitchik, he doesn't think that a shochet, you know, he shechts 100 chickens in a day, he's getting so many mitzvahs. It's meaning it's just a procedural thing. If you want to eat the thing.
Right.
So that type of idea. Yeah. So that's the Magen Avraham's vort.
We'll see in a second.
Because it's learned from Omer. So Omer, Sfiras Omer is not an objective mitzvah. That's a mitzvah kol kach. That's not a mitzvah lo kol kach.
But I would say
that still,
if
you're going to
do mitzvah,
this is how to do mitzvah.
And therefore what?
She should stand.
I mean, then I have a problem with the mission.
She should stand, but then she can't say the bracha. So, what was that? Yeah.
How do we know the drasha of the papa of the kaiva is by the bracha, not just by the actual mitzvah? Maybe it's just you have to go to counting your diary.
Yeah, unless you say that, like Rav Shechta mentioned once from the Bnei Yeshua, that, you know, that sometimes that the bracha goes along with the mitzvah. You know,
the
Bnei Yeshua
has been saying that it's not really a riot from Ivory, because you don't have the bracha, you don't have to stand for it, but that it could be all the
one
of
you. Okay, we'll see. But the Shulchan Aruch is saying it here by tzitzis. So look at Rabbi Kiveger. They don't sell the sake of the visa. Gam birkas hashchita ain't tzarich levarach mu'uman. So shchita also, because it's the same thing. The Magen Avraham says ain't mo mitzvah kol kach, because shchita is not something we have to do. If you want to eat the basar, then you shecht. I've got mitzitzah. Oh, what about tzitzis? Tzitzis, I don't have to put on tzitzis at all. So why is it? But tzitzis apparently makes the cut. But you have to stand for tzitzis. Achem tzitzis kol zman shein lovish talis bazdal kampos ein b'chayim b'chuyim satay b'tzitzis. Because mochem achari, but once you put the beged on, so now it's a mitzvah kol kach. Now it's a chiyuv. Once you put the beged on, now you have to make sure that tzitzis on the beged, or you can do it before. But once it's on you, because you didn't have to put it on you, Be my shechita, you never have to do the shechita, just don't eat. But by tzitzis, once you put the beged on, then there has to be dal kafos, so therefore that's a mitzvah kol kach, and that requires amida. Because makom achar ha'ituf kalalov mitzvah says say lasas tzitzis lo mishum tikkun ha'beged. The Lake Israel beg and lay like below tzitzis. Now the mudal of mitzvah says say lasas tzitzis. What he wants to say. Oh, so now, if you take a look in the pre-Megadim on page 9, on page 9, he says here, third line. Ayin Beis Yosef Hiksha Magan Avram Michala. Right, page 9, the Nishal Avram, the third line. Hiksha Magan Avram Michala, the Yoshev is Lachat Chila. Vorach, Kotu Chala. Mishan Perak Beis Nechala. The tears the Chala have a Nenin, Shosul Lecho Beli Chala. Kach Mutu Leishiv. Now, shekei mitzvah deimu elo ki'im kum laseh, ki'o tzitzis milu v'omer v'tkir shofar, v'shar mitzvahs k'mosam, yesh lomu tzorach amida, as yosav v'rchonosam. U'venenin, ein tzorach l'amod, v'chol ikra shal brocha l'hevei naseh sa mitzvah, u'venenin lo shayach. So he's saying this is sort of like a brikas hanenin. In other words, you want to get hanoah from the cow, from the dough, the brickas and then we usually do with the yeshiva. Some mitzvahs are what? They're active things that you have to do these things. So therefore you stand. That's the more chashir. But berges hanenin is just, it's not just some active thing that you have to do. It's just to be letting you eat. So mela you can sit. But the Yeshuas Yaakov says something different here on page 11. Yeshuas Yaakov usually is a very big mefalto. It's a very chashuv sefer. One of the most chashuv svarim, Yeshuas Yaakov. Yaakov Meshulam Orenstein. So he says, he wrote a running commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. It's so similar to the Magen Avraham, you know, it's not so different than the Magen Avraham. Right, exactly. Okay. So he says, Yerushalmi, who are the Chol Avraham? They call it Yerushalmi. You know, a lot of these Midrashim, that are Midrashi Halacha, that we don't have in the Yerushalmi, the Poskim call the Yerushalmi. And it's another, well, sometimes we don't know where it is at all. Like the famous thing that you shouldn't sleep on Rosh Hashanah. It's in the it's called Yerushalmi, and this thing is also called Yerushalmi. So not everything that's called Yerushalmi is at least Yerushalmi that we have. You know, okay, whatever it is. He says, "Inei Rav Amar Gad Avram Hirgish B'David Arei B'Vur B'Mishnah." Yishe Yishev is called to Chalos Aruma, Vahayin Mishim Dham Brachim Shehi Omedet Aruma, Eina Shol Varach, Amal Vishivu Muter, yes. Kol Rav Yashev, Dechal Eina Nechshev is Mitzvah Kokach, Vav Eina Mubonim, he doesn't like this. He doesn't like the Mugget of Ram's thing about Mitzvah Kokach. Because he says, Vemes, he wrote to Lassus Isa, is a halacha that if you make dough, you're not supposed to make pachas mikashir, like bekavana. If the whole thing you're eating is pachas mikashir, then you can make pachas mikashir. But some people make it dafka pachas mikashir, so they don't have to mafish challah. So the Mishnah says that's not right. The also is also kabim, right? Because you know, one kav, you say you need more than a kav. So they lift up in a challah. Las b'chul. The imka v'nosa she'ena mitzvah b'talos odem rak imi yesh lo isa ma'afi v'ed achala v'lo isa e'ena chayim ha'afash chala. But so what do you want to say? That it's not really a mitzvah, but you see it should be no different than tzitzis, because tzitzis also is really not a mitzvah. It's just that if you want to wear the beged, so you put tzitzis, so now you do it. So here overdo, you want to have the chala, so you should make the dough. עדיין כאשר מציצס, דוגם גנינו חייב ללבוש בגד שחייב בציצס, והם לובש, בגד של דל קנבוס חייב לחץ ללבוש ציצס, ואיזה דובר ממש לחלה. The only difference is that by chala there's never a shas chiyav, really. That by ציצס, once you put the bagot on you, so now you have a real chiyav. By chala you never have a real chiyav. Because just don't eat. No. Just leave it there. Don't eat if you. But here, once the beggar is on your body, there's a real chiyuv. So it is different. But that difference, he doesn't. He's not machshiv that difference. So therefore, he's going to give a new answer. So he doesn't like this business of the Magen Avraham's answer that Eino Mitzvah Kokach was. He thinks Lamaisa, it's no different than Tzitzis, which also is not a real chiyuv mitzvah. But once you want to do it, you have to. You do it, so you want to eat dough. You want to eat the bread, so you'll have to do it. So what's the heter now? One second, what's the heter? So he's going to give us he's usually the mafalto. Here I think he says something very poshut. He says, Shakalti adavim lo bekelis. He says, I weighed this. Lo yadati shum hefesh mitzad asvara be mitzvah sisis and mitzvah hafarshus chalim. So I told you a difference, but he's not machshir the difference I told you. The chale, it'll never be a chiv. Right? Since it's once it's on your body, then it became a chiv. So I think that's a good difference. But okay, he didn't accept that. One second. Omnam l'daiti nira the datke hecha the efshel lasos hadover b'midah in the rosha lasos b'yeshiva. He says. It's a very simple answer. I think his answer is the most poshut answer. He says, no, you're supposed to stand when you make the brach, you do a mitzvah. If it's possible to stand, you're not supposed to sit. But heichad yefshar lo lasas b'amida, yachol levarech af yeshiva. So here, she doesn't have a choice. Apparently, I don't know where the clothing are, but she doesn't have clothing for some reason. So Lamaisa, and she needs to be mafrish challah, right? So wants to eat, whatever. So there's no choice here, but to sit. So in the Ganavi, you're supposed to stand, but that's if you have an option to sit or stand. But if there's no option, then you can sit. Which is, none of this is leikuva anyway. All chachila things. So he says. So why do we say by tzitzis you're supposed to stand? You're always supposed to stand, except for Birkas Hanen, and was there we make a kvi, we don't stand. But all brachas and mitzvahs we stand. So why does the Mishnah say you sit? Because she has no choice yet.
Yachol
levarach av yeshiva. Diga atam devi lo yashiv hu mishum denech shechim zalzal b'dover. This is when you're sitting, that's too much of a comfort zone. You know, too much of a comfort zone to be sitting. So it's not enough, you're a shamayim. When you're sitting, you want to show that you have the Yerushalayim, so you stand.
So the guy's a lulav, he doesn't have any
shu nechshev ki mezalvam b'lov ein pachan Hashem negen einam. Also also davar machas hechrech, but if he's not doing it because he doesn't want to show yiras Hashem shamayim, because there's no other way. She has to cover up the aver. And then there's no other way. Then she has to sit. She has to sit. Yishalmi b'damon lo kriyas haTorah. Yishalmi compares it to kriyas haTorah that b'Torah omed b'Torah atzma hayah melech yoshev etc. Hayin kevish haMelech tzorich leishev tzad mitzvah haTorah emes azilzul v'adover bor mod. Kevin d'sham yeshal alam on aruma kach matach zvarch bishiv. She wants to do no tell lulav.
She has no clothes, so she does also the same thing.
Yeah. I remember when it was in the summers in Boston, in Brookline. So I had a connection with Rav Hirsch Tannenbaum. I don't know if you heard of Rav Hirsch Tannenbaum. He was a Talmud of Rav Baruch Baer. He told me he was a what?
Eight
Eretz. Right, very good. He was a Talmud of what? He was a Talmud of Baruch Baer. So he said when he was in Shir by Baruch Baer, everyone stood during Shir. The Rebbe stood and all the Talmudim stood. That was the way. That was the Ema. You know, that was the way it was given in Europe. That's why there's no notes. The note taking thing, like the Chaim Soloveitchik said, that was the Western culture. You know. University and things like that people didn't, everyone was standing the whole time. There's a whole right.
According to the Magen Avraham, the Chachila, even if there's no better time, you could sit down to make the Chachala.
Yes, so it's right. It's much from the Magen Avraham, even if there's no Shas Hadchak, you can. It would be a chakhila to sit down.
I guess
the
do
it without
a rafa
is
a different country.
Right, that's a real.
Not if you're pressed, you're not going to be possible.
Right.
You
mean eating challah?
Like,
yeah, we have Shabbos meals, we have Yontif meals.
So if you're
not
going to have a
shakala
for that, it's not just the...
No, but there you're doing it. When you're eating, that's a different thing. That's kviyas suda. That's derech hakviyas, is to eat for yeshiva.
But don't you eat bread to do
that? Yeah.
So how are you going to eat that
suda? How are you going to
make
that bread?
What's the problem?
It doesn't become a chiyu, the avashakala. Because the chiyu, that I need to have bread for my suda. I understand if you say, I
want
to eat bread, it's not, I don't have to eat bread. So
you're
very easy to say, it's not necessary. But
first of all, it's not so posh. Even Sudas Purim is in discussion whether you need bread.
You don't have to eat bread?
It's not so simple. We'll see. We'll see. But the kids are, the challah and bread, the two set, doesn't mean that you don't need a
shear.
Yeah. You don't need a shear. My wife says usually when she bakes challahs for Shabbos, it's not enough of a shear. We'll see. We'll get to the discussion of the shear of challah and what it is. But that's what he says here. So let's see what he says more. Yeshuas Yaakov. I want to give you an appreciation for the Yeshuas Yaakov. That's sort of here. Give you appreciation for the Yeshuas Yaakov. He says, "Uzen nirlani as daited in the first lashon of Yerushalmi, heard based on Chalom." Masechet Brachos. Other time on Tefillah Dalim even Kozer, right? For what, to get the Tefillah B'Tzibur, or to, you know, you have to go 4 mil out of your way. You have to go 4 mil. Mechalkin ben Lefonah ben Lacharov. Lacharov, if it's out of your way, you go 1 mil to get the Midian. Lacharov. But if you're going anyways in your direction, so you go up to 4 mil. So, Mechalkin ben Lefonah ben Lacharov. Lacharov, he'll mil in a closure. Hayyan Yoshev Beveso. May I make a fun of Kalachro? So what about Yoshev Beveso? Is that, so Lachora, is that considered a fun of Kalachro? A fun of Kalachro, the Shabin and Hada Yishi Yoshev is a Kotza Kala, the Lava Beveso Yoshev is a Lachapa. In other words, if a woman is Yoshev is Kotza Kala, so the Yishalmi assumes that she's whole. We're not Matriach. We're not matriach. So you see that we're not matriach when you're home. Okay. Nidchach Rav Parsham demand Yisri Yesh B'Shiva Asher Tachu Alap Zorach Rav Gadim Bima Shikstav Nidor Nochon Yushalmi L'tameh Da Bracha Tzrichu Liyot Bamida. He says Yushalmi holds that the Bracha has to be Bamida. Rav Tehedi Yevshar Bin Yenache Yichol Olasos of Yeshiva. Yevshar Bin Yenache, so she can do it the yeshiva. Hadayin chashav lav lochu tachzor achar begadim. Or the question of for tefillah could also be to get water for the tefillah to die for tefillah. So he says, why doesn't we make her go get clothing? Moshe b'chzir nachar mayim with tefillah. Levadei heichem v'yoshev v'veisa lo tachu lachzor. So it must be that we're not matriach.
Okay.
So he says that okay, but that's his basic idea. Take a look for a second at the Sefer Torah Sa'aretz. Well, first, there's the famous Taz. There's the famous Taz here on page 13 in Hilchos Shechita. Where the Taz says, about Birkas, the Taz says about Birkas, Erisin, about how first is true, the wide line on the bottom of the Taz on page 13. The first wide line. Although first is true, Mahavi Ikar Brocha al Mitzvah Safrata, Lo Isra Achilas Tevel, Mitzvah Rosh Chiyav Alav, Fiyu Me'ena Rotsa Lechol, Min Atzmu Adai. You can't have a Mitzvah, Zos Kishar Mitzvahs. That's his famous Chiddush, the Taz, that is, even if you don't want to eat, say you don't want to eat anything, it's still a Mitzvah to be Mafrish. Your Mitzvah Safrata, Chiyav Alav, you can't have a mitzvah, those kashar mitzvahs came to you, ki begufa, lasas came to Epshon, literal, al yidei shliach, lo nechlecha mitzvah, bracha, zeh vizeh, el atoni, that's why we want the person who's being mafish to make the bracha, not someone to be motzi. It's a real chiv. As Rav Shekhar pointed out, that's sort of against the Magen Avraham. That's much, eidu mitzvah kol kach, it's just a matir. So the Sefer Torah Sa'aretz, that's a very chosh of a Sefer. The Moshe Meir clears from Tveria. This is a very, very chosh of Sefer. So he quotes this Taz. He quotes the Rabbi Kiveger. And he discusses the question about standing versus sitting. And then he says another nafkamina where the arrow is on the left side. Yesh old nafkamina is a le'inyan dina in Nova the Hafrashas Truma he mitzvah to Rami Alei. In other words, Taz wants to say the Hafrashas Truma is a chiyuv. You can't just say, well, I don't want to eat it, so I won't be mafresh. No, it's a chiyuv. That was the Taz's word. So he says, be in a kavana. The man of mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Whereas if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, then you have to have kavana l'shem mitzvah. Well, if he mitzvah to Rami Alei, rak shirotu lechol, chayim l'sach and tevel, be in a kavana Moshe Chosov. So you don't need kavanah. It's not a mitzvah shrichas kavanah. It's only if it's a chiyuv mitzvah. But maybe you're not doing it.
If you want
to eat it. Yeah, but he's saying it's not a.
I'm just saying he's saying it. Like the
Taz. He's saying if you want to say like the Taz, then it'll follow that you have to have kavanah when you're doing it.
What else are you doing?
You came to the power.
Right,
you're doing.
Why do you think you came
to the power? Why are you blowing
shofar?
Why are you doing any mitzvah?
Right.
So, but you have to have. But mitzvah svichat kavanah means you should have in mind that you're doing it.
Right.
You have to have kavanah that you're doing it.
That's it. The rehearsal is that you have to have a noise that I'm not doing this to change matter alone. If I haven't gone to the same matter alone, I'm not using it.
It'll, no, it'll be chal. It'll be chal. It'll be chal. It'll be chal. But you won't get the mitzvah Shabbat. You won't get the mitzvah. And then he says, it's not for me, but it's the last thing. If nishba shalo yafrish, shumas amaisus mitzvu shalo. If you, they shuwa chala al dover v'ar mitzvah. Right? It was if you nishba levatel as a mitzvah. Say, I'm not going to be mafrish. Loikem, mishum shuwa shok. So if you say, you're not going to, person says, he's not going to put on tefillin, he's not going to, so he's levatel the mitzvah. So then it's a shuwa shav and he gets malchus for that. So the Mela, what's the child if he's saying if he takes a shuwa not to be mafresh? You can't get him into the hamayachal aliyach hachatzul ba'olam. Ayachal ulav a mitzvah. Ulam yeshlamah came in the bay lechol chal ulav a mitzvah ulam chal ulav a shuwa. Shavish b'kodesh shavim r'iyah. Chal ulav a shuwa. So that's the question. If it's just a matir, so then it won't be nishma l'matal as a mitzvah. So therefore, okay. So it's chal, but if being mafresh is what a mitzvah chiyuvi, so then if he takes a shuwa not to do it, he's nishma levatel as a mitzvah, and he gets that's a shuwa shav, and he gets malchus.
What do you say that if he did it, he's mafresh alone
bekavana,
there's no point to
be getting the kodesh. If he's mafresh alone bekavana, no, because he's still. Maybe you could do the.
The mitzvah Shabbat on the
frusher. Maybe that's also good. No, but it's still a shame. Chal. You might not have gotten the mitzvah points in Shammai for it.
But then we'll get mitzvah points for the Sira Nach, the mitzvah points for the mitzvah
Shabbat. Yeah. And maybe that's totally in the Rambam thing we had before. Okay, Rabotai, so this is a continuation from yesterday's Shir Bez Hashem. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll continue as a Shir. Over Memorial Day weekend, we won't be having Shirim. This week we have Wednesday, Thursday, and then we'll continue the following Tuesday.
What about the available shoes?
Pilchas Aveilus will be the same.
Same flavor.